investors are clearly consumed with all things trade wars. Things continue to escalate on that front, opening more downside pressure on risk-correlated assets. It's also unsurprising to be seeing gold making fresh record highs in such a backdrop. The yellow metal could trade north of $3,000 as soon as today. We have noticed the countries that have been more patient about responding to U.S. tariff threats have been the ones that have been hurt the least. Look no further than relative performance in the pound versus the euro and the Mexican peso versus the Canadian dollar. The U.K. and Mexico have been arguably more pragmatic, while the EU and Canada are playing a game of tit for tat. How this all plays out remains to be seen, but ultimately, we believe this continues to be one big negotiation tactic that will sooner than later result in a de-escalation on intention on this front. If the market could remove itself from this major storyline, it might feel a lot better because this week's U.S. inflation data came in on the softer side, something that should encourage the Fed to lean back towards more investor-friendly, accommodative monetary policy. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German wholesale prices and inflation, UK GDP, industrial production, manufacturing production and construction output, Canada manufacturing sales and wholesale sales, the German current account, and US Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.